Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. So today I have the pleasure of sitting with one of my favorite people. She is a mother, a wife, a daughter, a life coach, and she is an encourager to the masses. Shay was one of the people who created a safe space for me during the beginning stages of my healing journey. And she was the perfect person to have come on the show today to talk to us about transforming your mind. And I am super excited to have her on the show today. So after this quick little interlude, I will bring to the stage Miss Shay Williams.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm blessed, honey. Blessed. How are you?
I'm excited. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm super excited to have you here looking fabulous with your hair and your shirt.
Oh, look, when we bring it, we bring it.
So I start off usually asking my guests the first question, who they are. So tell the people, who is Shay Williams?
Listen. So, you know how people like to talk about their stuff and they're like, oh, I'm this, I'm that. I'm not that person. I am just a vibe. Like, I'd rather you feel me than me talk about myself. So, but I will tell you what people say about me. So I'm going to talk in third person. Okay. Shay is a vibe. Shay is a safe space. Shay is an encourager. Shay is going to check you. Shay is going to encourage you. Shay is going to tell you some stuff that you don't want to hear. Okay. Absolutely. Shay is going to help you help yourself. Shay loves to help people, but it's like she gonna help you as long as you gonna help yourself, period. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shay is a mom, she's an author, she's a writer, she likes to write, and writing is how she get her thoughts down. Writing is how she clears her mind. Writing is her safe space. Okay. Writing has gotten her through depressions, but most of all, Shay is a life coach, and Shay always had a problem trying to find her way. She knew how to do so many things, but guess what? She didn't know how to put that one thing together that was going to help her help herself, her purpose. And I had to find that. And my purpose was what everybody was telling me I was good for, which is helping people help themselves. So that's who she is. She is everything she says she is. And today, you know, I'm an uplifter.
That you are. You definitely are. So is that what caused you to get into life coaching? So many people telling you you're really good at this. Like, what was the pivotal moment for you to say, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead and I'm just going to do it.
So when you're trying to find your calling, you usually go to the things that people say that you do well. And that's really what made me do it. Like, if I have the ability to help people help themselves, that means there's going to be more peace on earth. That means there's going to be less people that's confused about what they need to do. And they're not going to cause so much friction in everybody else's life because their life is not together. So Shay is peace. And if I can help you find peace, then you're going to spread that to your children and they can spread that to your children. So it's going to help everybody. So people having their stuff together in their mind, body, and spirit is going to help the world. And I'm just here for that.
And for the overflow of peace.
Yes.
I love it. So what is the biggest misconception that people have about being a life coach or hiring a life coach? Can you explain like the difference between a life coach and a therapist for the people that don't know?
A therapist is going to help you heal something, your trauma, your pain. That's from my perception. They can give you medicine. They can help you with all of those things. I'm not that. I am a person that helps you through steps. So you tell me, I'm your accountability, I'm your cheerleader. You know, you tell me what you want, you tell me what you're looking for, and I'm going to help you with steps in order for you to do whatever it is that you want to do. So if you tell me, hey, I want to be a teacher, so what steps do we need to do to become a teacher? Like, I help you guide yourself and hold you accountable each week for things that you need to do to help you to get to your goal. So I'm just an accountability coach. I'm your cheerleader. I'm your accountable. I'm going to help you help yourself, and I'm going to hold you accountable for things that you say you want to do. That's it. That's all.
So how do we know, like, when is the best time to consult with a life coach? Usually when we go through things, you know, I said this on a previous episode, we were taught to kind of just sweep things under the rug. We were taught to shake things off. We were taught to just, you know, keep it moving. But when you don't take care of those things that you swept under the rug, it will show up later in how you handle people and how you show up in spaces. So when do you know, okay, it's time to really like seek a life coach? Because at this point, I just don't have it all together.
So when you're stressed, that's definitely one. Because when you're stressed, you're not making good choices. When you're in doubt, when you need a change, when you're feeling stuck, when you need to improve your health, you know, all those things would be cues to like, hey, you know, let me seek some help. Let me help somebody. Let me reach out to somebody that can help me help myself. So, you know, a life coach is not somebody that you should be using on a consistent basis. My goal is to help you help yourself to where you don't need me anymore. So if you are working with me and you need me after, like, say, 2-3 months, then I'm not doing my job. So my goal is to help help yourself, and then you keep it going on your own. I'm helping you find stability in your goals and your purpose. That's it.
Maintaining what you were already taught in your sessions with you.
Correct.
Right. So basically just giving you tools and a map. Okay. So when you find yourself, or if you find yourself getting into this space or rut again, you know how to properly navigate it and to pinpoint it, because a lot of the times we just go through stuff and we don't even know what it is that's causing it. So dealing with a life coach, you definitely know, okay, well, I remember this. I was talking to Shay about this. So all I have to do is just take a minute, ground myself, let me focus, regroup, revamp, and now I'm good to go. So yeah, that I agree with that. So you being a mother, an author, a wife, all the things, and a life coach, how do you prioritize your mental health when you're so graciously pouring into other people? Like, how do you just manage to ground yourself? What do you do to ground yourself? And just how do you just keep pushing forward? Because I know we talked about this during one of our sessions, that it takes a lot of energy for you to have these sessions with people. What do you do? Well, you did tell me, but I want you to tell the people. What do you do to get yourself prepared? What do you do afterwards? Do you have a stint where you take breaks for like a couple of months and then you go back to it? Like, how do you maintain your mental health?
I get up very early. I'm up, I do my affirmations, and I write. That's the way I start my day, because I like to clear anything that's in my mind. I like to get the thoughts that I need out on paper, because there's usually something that's for me or for somebody else. So that's how I start my day. And to be honest, I like to go within. And when I go within, I go quiet. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just need complete silence. I need to just meditate, just get everything off my mind. I need to focus on my goals. I need to make sure that my goals are going according to plan. So I definitely schedule in me time every single morning. So my 4 o'clock rising, my affirmations, my writing, okay? I do a breathing exercise. Music is in the background. And it definitely depends on the music that you're listening to, because what you're feeding yourself matters. So I'm only listening to affirmations. I'm listening to sound waves. You know, I'm listening to anything that's going to put me in a good mood, gospel. Anything that's going to put me into a good mood and give me the encouragement that I need. Because now I need a cheerleader too. So, you know, right. I have to be my own cheerleader. Like, I do have friends that feed into me, but I had to learn to feed into myself so I can feed into others. So my time to just quiet my mind. My children now, don't bother me at this. Look, they sleep, so it's perfect. But when I need my time, my mini time, go away. Yeah. Like, go away. That way, but just seriously.
I was talking to a life coach for a previous episode, and she was saying, the title of that episode is You Can't Pour from an Empty Cup. And she was talking about the importance of you prioritizing yourself first, you making sure that you take that time to schedule for yourself to do what it is that you need to do to keep yourself at a full capacity so you can go out and pour or whatever. And she was talking about the same steps, you know, whether it's you listen to music or you get up extra early, because that's what I do. I get up maybe, let's say, an hour before Little Man, and I will put on some music. Some days it'll be gospel. Some days it'll be like positive songs, like Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness. That's my favorite song to like get me hyped. And I noticed that when I do that, it sets the tone for the day. Like, there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be things that's thrown at you, but you're kind of mentally prepared. It doesn't sway you as much as opposed to on a day when you don't do it because you're getting up because you're rushing or you overslept. It's like every little thing gets on your nerves. You get a headache. It's ridiculous, the difference between affirming your day and just going about your day as usual. So I definitely get that. Your affirmations, though, did you start out writing them yourself, or did you kind of like start listening to them and then you kind of like gradually got into writing them?
So I started listening to them. I literally just put on YouTube like affirmations, and then I just found the ones that resonated with my spirit. So mm-hmm. I made a playlist. And then I started doing more reading. Reading has been my best friend. Like, I used to hate reading, but now as an adult, I enjoy it. It's a beautiful thing for me. You know, I started reading more books, and they were like guiding me on what type of affirmations to use and how long to use them. And basically, you could use them for your thoughts. You could use them for whatever you want to use them for. I focus my affirmations on the things that I need and I want. Right. So, you know, peace. Peace is always my priority. You know, mindfulness, you know, love, you know, understanding. People don't realize the power you give to people just by being nice, being kind, just a kind human. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what that person is going through, and you just change their day just by being a nice person.
You do. You definitely shift the atmosphere. It's an aura that you have, that you exude when you walk into spaces and you just say good morning. And then it's so sad because me and Little Man, when we get on a bus, he'll say thank you to the bus driver, and people will look like it's foreign. And that's how we're supposed to be, you know, like we're supposed to be nice, but it's amazing how when he speaks to people, they don't speak back. And it's like, he's four. Like, I don't understand why you're not speaking to a four-year-old. Like, maybe a 40-year-old, because it's a stranger, you don't know if they're going to, you know, unalive you or whatever. But a four-year-old, like, really? It's that bad that you can't speak to a four-year-old? But yeah, being a good human is definitely something that we have strayed away from. And it's sad. And heal people. I always say hurt people, but heal people don't heal enough people. It's like we take our healing and we keep it to ourselves. So that's why I really wanted to do this month with life coaches, because I really think that it's important for us to navigate and tap into our healing so we can, you know, start healing people and telling people it's okay. You don't know what a hug can do. You don't know what a smile can do. You don't know what a text message, hey, I was thinking about you. You good? Like, and really mean it. Like, say, are you okay? And really mean it. Not just say, oh, you can call me whenever. And then when they call you, you don't pick up. Like, don't say that. But it's important.
Definitely important.
So my last question for you is, what advice would you give someone who is looking to become a life coach?
The advice I would give to anyone that wants to become a life coach is you really have to want to help people. Your perception has to really be non-biased. You have to really know how to keep people's privacy and not discuss anyone's information. You have to really, really love healing people and being available for people and being transparent with people, even if it's going to hurt their feelings, and being accountable for people's feelings and how you are presenting yourself to the world. Because healers, they move differently. So if you're not moving in love, light, and healing, then don't do it to yourself, and don't do it to nobody else.
Right.
And that's just real.
Just bleeding on people. Continuing to bleed on people.
We ain't doing that. We're not doing that.
So tell the people where they can follow you and what you got going on. Tell them about, you said you're an author. Tell them about all the things that you got going on. I'll give you your time to let the people know where they can find you.
So you guys can find me on Facebook at Shay Williams, IG Shay Nakwe, TikTok Shay Williams. And so let me tell you what I got going on right now. I am a watermelon distributor, seeded watermelon distributor, and we are going to be just flooding the city with good seeded watermelon because it's good for your heart. I am definitely a life coach. You guys can book your sessions. I do have free 15-minute consultations. You can go to my website and you'll find that on all of my handles. So relentlessly getting to the bag is definitely a shirt that I created, and you can get that also, and you can find that link up there. And you could just follow me on all social platforms if you want to get a laugh, if you want to get some encouragement and tools to help you become a better human. Period.
I love it. I thank you so much for coming on here. I appreciate you, beautiful.
Thank you. This was definitely fun. And listen, you know, I told you I'm shy. People don't think I'm shy, but I am really shy.
That's what I said. And everybody's like, you're not no introvert. Yes, I am. But this is much appreciated. I'm glad that you came on to join us today.
Thank you.
So you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And I want you guys to remember that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next time, I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.